You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
We will have another severe financial crisis sometime, 30 years, 50 years, I don't know when. When we do, I want them to have usable tools. If we've made them so difficult that they'll have to do something else, then we'll be back like in this crisis. Something ad hoc like the TARP will have to be done because this thing won't truly be usable.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, financial regulatory reform.
The Senate continues to bicker over the financial regulatory system and how to fix it. Although most lawmakers agree that changes are needed to protect the interests of the American people and to stave off another devastating fiscal crisis, Democrats and Republicans don't see eye to eye on how to get the job done. Economic Studies fellow Douglas Elliott explains that reform is an imperative, that the public wants it, and that the legislation has to be tempered.
Doug, it seems that some sort of regulation is absolutely necessary. So what's the issue here?
There's general agreement that banks need to have more capital. The idea being this is sort of the extra kitty of funds that they keep in case they run into problems. And related to that, that they need to have greater liquidity, meaning that they have more literally cash on hand or things they can easily convert into cash without taking a loss. What we also need is often technically referred to as an enhanced resolution mechanism. What this means is when a bank becomes troubled, we can resolve it. We have laws. The FDIC can move in and have quite strong authority to do something. But some of the major financial institutions we care about aren't banks. In the last crisis, Bear Stearns, Lehman, AIG, they weren't banks, and so federal authorities had much less control over them or ability to deal with them. So we need better tools. The question is how you do that, and the Republicans have been concerned that giving the federal regulators' powers like the FDIC has over banks will make it too easy to do bailouts. And so the compromise that's already been put into the bill is to make it a very unusual thing to use that enhanced resolution authority and to put a lot of limits on it.
So what are the biggest bones of contention? What are the areas of agreement between Democrats and Republicans on the Hill?
When you get into areas like how best to protect the consumers, there's a lot of differences. Basically, the Democrats are looking, by and large, to have a new agency that would focus just on consumer protection and that would be as independent as possible. The Republicans are concerned that such an agency might focus solely on cutting down on risk.
Doug, there's been so much talk about derivatives, which are regulated to some extent. What more has to be done about derivatives?
The administration has proposed two things. One, just in general, in a variety of ways, that more information be made available about the derivatives. But more concretely, it's trying to move it to something more like the way stocks are traded, where you have a stock exchange for the most part, like the New York Stock Exchange, for example. So the idea is to have derivatives, wherever possible, trade on an exchange, which should reduce trading costs and make everything clearer to people.
Doug, will this legislation impact on the concept of too big to fail?
The legislation, which I do believe will pass, I think it's highly likely, it will address too big to fail, but it won't completely eliminate it. No sane analyst is happy with the idea that there's some financial institutions so big we'd have to rescue them if they got in trouble. But the problem is all the ways that could completely eliminate the problem, which essentially involve making them so small you don't care anymore, have real economic costs that I think considerably outweigh the benefits. So no, this won't eliminate too big to fail. What it'll do is it'll make those institutions significantly safer.
Doug, President Obama has taken a far more hands-on approach to regulatory reform legislation versus healthcare, his other big piece of legislation. Good thing or bad thing?
I think it's definitely good the president's involved. But even without that, the politics on this are very different than health care. The public very strongly wants something to be done. It's too technical an issue for them to know exactly what they want, but they want something sensible, comprehensive done. and they hate bankers. They hate bankers with a passion. So there's a villain directly attached to the opposition to the bill. So it's a dangerous thing for the Republicans or anyone else to line up against the bill, because they can be easily portrayed as being for the bankers, which is politically death right now. So the policy differences aren't nearly as big as with health care, and the politics are giving it a very strong tailwind that's pushing it along.
Doug, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you, Gigi.
And thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again here next week. I'm Gigi Hinton.
At Brookings is produced by the Brookings Institution. To learn more about the issues discussed on At Brookings, visit our website at brookings.edu.